Hello, my name is Andrés, and this is La Rocola del Rolo, the Latin Jukebox. Bienvenidos. Hello, people from around the globe who listen to the Latin Jukebox. Today's guest is gonna blow your mind.
Well, okay, thank you very much. We are tonight with our very special guest from Playlist Wars, Gomez. How is it going, man?
Good. Thank you for having me on the show. You know, it's exciting, especially for two Latinos here, you know?
Yeah, two Latinos. That was actually one of my questions. You have a very Latin name, but you don't have any accent at all.
I was born and raised in New Jersey.
Oh, that's where it comes from.
Yep. So no accent, but born and raised, my mom was Cuban, my dad's Peruvian.
No way.
So, yeah, so I have, as everyone says, pretty thick Latin blood.
Wow, that's very interesting. That's so fun to hear because, well, I'm from Colombia. You probably noticed around, but we're neighbors with Peru.
Yes.
So that's so cool and very interesting. And you guys have that show, The Playlist Wars. I have been engaging a lot with the show. Actually, this morning I was listening to Slipknot episode.
learning something new right there, right?
Totally. Because, you know, well, in Colombia, that kind of music doesn't come too often.
No, it does not.
Probably the top of the charts ones, probably the most important ones. But this morning I had the chance to meet to know and to listen. This very interesting music. It's very cool.
It's very different.
You know, for shows like ours, we have to be open to hear different kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And I remember you were talking that your daughter, one of the songs that she liked the most.
The Muppets. Yes, the Muppets episode. Yes, I'm number one and you're number two.
Exactly. Yes. So yeah, you have to be open to listen to different things, to understand what's going on around. And yeah, thank you for coming once again and talk to me a little bit about Playlist Wars. Where did the idea come from? When did it start? I know this month you're in 1 year.
We're celebrating our 1 year tomorrow, actually, on the 3rd. So we're celebrating 1 year tomorrow.
I'm feeling lucky here. Happy birthday. Yeah.
Thank you. So this came about towards the end of 2020. So Brian, best friend for after almost 28, 29 years. I've known him since I was in eighth grade. He was in senior in high school.
Oh,
we
wow.
We got paired up for the day. He was my senior buddy and I was thinking about going to the same high school. And me and Brian just connected right away. And almost 28 years later, here we are with two families, with both of us like having kids. Brian was a podcaster already.
Oh, okay.
So Brian had a show called Toon Styles. Okay. With another good friend of his. I popped in like a couple episodes here and there, you know what I mean, as a special guest. Mm. And during the year my son was born, I took the month off when he was born from work. I come back to work for about a month and then I got hurt at work.
Oh.
So I was out of work for about 2.5 months. I was getting a little bored at home, you know, not working. You know, I'm used to being on the go, working every day, not staying home, being a couch potato. So I threw Brian an idea of maybe me doing a podcast. And the funny thing is I still have the original book a year later. So now tomorrow I'm going to go through some of the notes and look at stuff. You know what I mean? Because originally I was thinking about doing a sports, video game, Ooh. Movies, you know, and music. Having Brian help me out a little bit and all that. And then Brian goes, let me think about this a little bit. A couple of days later, he came up with the idea of Playlist Wars. Originally, it was supposed to be me, Brian, and our buddy Jay, drummer Jay. But with his work schedule, it ended up being me and Brian, which we respected. He came on the show a couple times, and we respected the fact that he was there. You know what I mean? And we said, well, why don't we start inviting special guests? We didn't have a huge repertoire of lists, so we just started going to the Twitter page. And that's where we met a lot of great people, X Radio X, Patio Slave. Lauren from the Beard Outcast, Michael's Records Revisit, you know, all these great guys you see us conversing now with you in the mix too. You know what I mean? This has been a great fam, as we call it, the podcast family. It's been Absolutely. A great thing. And I actually had to step away for 2 weeks, actually, these past 2 weeks. I actually stepped away and I had personal things going on with the family. Mm. And Brian and I always said family first. So, but I said to Brian, we go, we can't stop the show. So Brian's like, don't worry about it. We actually had some of the other podcasters jump in my spot and help me out. And,
oh, nice.
You know, so we can't thank them enough. So yesterday we released Slipknot and I did a funny video like me pretending like, you know, maybe I wasn't coming back. And I said, no, I'm back at Playlist Wars, everybody. You know? So things like that. It's been a hell of a ride, you know, from I think we just passed 20,000 downloads already for us. So we did it with under a year, so which was phenomenal for us.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm like stunned how everyone has gravitated to me and Brian and whoever jumps in, you know what I mean? Especially me being not as musically inclined like Brian is. Brian is a musician.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, Brian Colburn has his, he's got his music. He's got, you know, his own CDs out. He's very talented with the guitar, bass. I think he could play all of it actually.
And oh, wow.
And he was a lead singer. So Brian introduced me to a lot of the music. So, you know, a good one was like episode 2. I'm not a huge country guy, but we did Eric Church.
Wow.
And talk about listening to Eric Church. And I was like, wow, this is great music. And we let the playlisters, as we call our community, you know, the people who listen to us, playlisters,
mm-hmm.
We said vote. And I'm surprised I won the vote. I was kind of stunned.
And that happened because you were open to like, okay, let's listen a little bit to country. Maybe I'm not a country guy, but I'm just going to be open to this. And wow.
And I was. And that's the thing. That's what makes us, you know, I think people love our show. You know, the camaraderie, you know, the talk between me and Brian back and forth, that's 27 years, 28 years of friendship right there.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Of course.
So it works very well.
You can feel the connection very fast. There's a connection immediately. From the moment every episode starts, you can feel the connection. The connection is there.
Yes. I mean, so for me being a Latino, you know, Cuban and Peruvian, it's different trying to break out as a podcaster. This is my first year. So now, as of tomorrow, it's been 1 year for me doing podcasting. And I tell you, me and Brian said this is our bowling night. Like when we hang out together, you know what I mean? Ever since COVID, it's been difficult. Brian, you know, he's got 2 children. I have 2 children. We love them like if they were our own, you know what I mean? So this is how tight we are as a family. I consider him a brother. I don't have a brother. He didn't have any siblings. We consider each other brothers, you know what I mean?
Of course.
So we worry about each other's families. We worry about everything. And, you know, but when it comes to the show, we just forget about everything and just concentrate on having fun.
Do have fun. And I can tell, like, it's so easy to tell you guys have a lot of fun there and it's exciting. It's nice to hear how it evolves. And then the episode starts and you don't know at what time, but it goes really fast.
We try to keep it within the hour. You know, don't get me wrong. Some of the episodes go a little long. You know, a couple episodes with Chris Hartman, who's an old high school buddy of mine. That went a little long because me and him can talk hours about movies. Another one was another huge one for us was the 90s hip hop with Doug Miller. He's another high school buddy of ours. So, you know, bringing other people outside the realm has been great too, because you get other diverse. You know what I mean? I put out, I want to say a couple months ago, just to throw out to see if anybody wanted to do like a Pitbull or like a episode of Rigatone, which is out of Brian's realm.
Wow.
You know, but the response I got wasn't like, nah, you know, I get it.
Of course. That's kind of the things I'm getting used to, because when it comes to music, when you have an English speaking audience, it's hard for them to engage with Spanish things, with things in Spanish. It's so hard.
But if you're listening to like the New York stations here, like KTU, Z100, and you're hearing Pitbull, Daddy Yankee, you're hearing J Balvin, you hear all these guys and you're like, but you're listening to Spanish.
Exactly.
You're hearing the Spanish world right there. And that's something I don't think people realize it sometimes. You know what I mean? So this is why, like I said, I would love to do it, because it's, again, being 2 Latinos. That's the thing.
Exactly. You that's know, fantastic.
So for me to be on the show, it makes a good point, because here I am as a Cuban Peruvian man making it into the world. You know what I mean? As a podcaster too, just proves that anybody could do it. Not like, if you put your mind to it, you can do it.
I feel honored. I really appreciate it. It's so encouraging and motivating for me because, well, you know, I started a couple of years ago, but it was in Spanish.
Okay.
And then I started changing it for a bit, changing a little bit the scope, changing a little bit the format. And now from like last year, I guess, like mid 2021, I started thinking about the format that I have right now. And things like the ones that you're saying are really motivating for me, right?
So
I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much.
I appreciate that from coming from another side. You know what I mean? So for me to hear that is always appreciative because sometimes we don't hear it. You know what I mean? And I appreciate you for doing that though. You know what I mean? You're going from Spanish. Like you say, you went from Spanish now to you're going into English. You know, that's not a hard, that's a hard switch.
Yeah, it's not an easy thing to get. The audience is totally different. And that's the thing that I'm learning. I'm engaging with different podcasters like you guys. Mm-hmm. And not only about music, I'm also engaged with many others, voluntary input, the Drunk Bitches Be Like podcast. Like you know, there are many podcasts around and I kind of understand what is the audience looking for. So they're just looking for fun.
Yeah.
People having fun so they can just relax and enjoy. That's what
exactly that's what podcasting is about. You know, what I mean? If you take it to a, like, if it's a job, then don't do it.
No,
you have to enjoy this. I mean, I enjoy it. You know, my wife supported me fully before we started this venture, me and Brian. You know, I mean, I had to ask her because, you know, she's a teacher with two kids and I work Monday through Saturday, you know, from 7 to 5, 7 to 12. So my scheduling is very tight. People don't realize, like, they want to know how we get the show going. So we schedule, you know, upon a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks ahead. And then what I do is I put my list that I think is going to be good for me. And then when I'm getting closer to the show, then I start making my notes. So like for me, Brian is the encyclopedia of music. He loves his covers. You know what I mean? Where me personally, my itch, I decided to change the format a little bit, I think after the third or fourth episode of Playlist Wars. I brought another element into the show, movies and video games.
You talk a lot about Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, and one of my favorite video games right now. Actually, it's kind of funny you said that. What do I have right next to me?
No way. Grand Theft
Auto. And I have Uncharted too, showing you.
You see, now that the movie is out there.
I've played this game before even the movie came out. And I'll tell you, I saw the movie. It was a great movie. So for me, I'm waiting for Grand Theft Auto movie, but then again, we're living the life as we're speaking.
Yeah, exactly.
So I love Grand Theft Auto. There was a lot of great music in that, in the series of video games. A lot of 80s, a lot of hip hop, a lot of rock, you know. So when you play like Grand Theft Auto Vice City, that was marketed for like the 1980s, the Miami Vices, the Don Johnsons and all of them, you know what I mean? You play Grand Theft Auto 5, you're getting the genre of now, you know, Little John, you know, these guys, everybody, the different taste of hip hop, rock.
Hip-hop.
You know what I mean? I love all types of music. So for me, that's why Brian calls me a mainstreamer. I love, you know, a good set. You know, I like my songs, but once in a while, I'll throw Brian and then my guest, our special guest, a little loop. If I pick a deep cut, they're like, wait a minute, you just picked that out of your butt there, you know. Because they're not expecting that from me. They're expecting a song that they would think of, you know what I mean? But I didn't do it. I like to switch it up.
Yeah, you make those kind of switches every once in a while. And that's very fun and very interesting. And well, I also asked you for 10 songs.
Yes.
And the reason why I do that is because I like to hear a little bit of the background behind, like, why are those songs important to you? And they really caught my attention because most of them are favorite ones for me as well.
Well, I mean, some of them are for movies. Some of them is from personal life experiences. You know, talking about the music, like Brian could, like I said, Brian can go for hours. I give the short synopsis. You know what I mean? I'll get right to the point. But like I said, this is what I love what we do.
Because yeah, for sure.
If we didn't love what Brian and I do, the show would never have been successful. And to see the popularity that we've getting from the show is unreal. You know
absolutely
what I mean?
It's fun, and the way you transmit the message and the way you guys connect, like, you really create a connection with your audience. Like when I'm hearing you guys, I start laughing, and for example, Slipknot, I knew like a couple songs but not all of them, so I just stopped for a bit the show and went to YouTube and like, okay, I want to hear this.
Yeah.
And then I start listening to that and I'm like, oh my god, how come I didn't know this song?
And that's the thing. And that's the education too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like just to tell a story, but to inform other people, like there's more music to it.
Exactly.
There's more to their music. It's just not one hit song or one hit album. There's more to it. We just recently just did ZZ Top. Yeah, we just did that. My God, last night.
Because I remember one episode from you guys from a band that I didn't know at all. And I was thinking that was like two episodes ago.
Okay, then, I'm trying to think what episode that is now.
And then that there was like a song with a witch.
Blacktop Mojo. Yes. So that's a Texas band. Very cool guys. They can't, you know, the lead singer came on our show. Very chill. Very cool. You know what I mean?
And I can tell. Yeah.
And we had also another great episode besides the singer from Blacktop Mojo. We had G Love too on our show. And let me tell you, that was a great episode because he had some great songs that we chose off the Special Sauce album. And there was a couple of connections for me and connecting with G Love too. I'm like, dude, this is all about family. And then with you, with the kids, just like me, you know what I mean? And he's like, exactly, you get it. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I love it. You know what I mean? So it's special like that.
Yeah. And one of the things I like the most is when I go to the videos and when I hear bands that I've never heard at all, like, for example, Slipknot, I heard a couple songs in the past, but then new bands for me, at least, it's so nice to hear those new rhythms, new riffs, new songs, new videos, new styles. And I'm like, oh my God, there's more out there. It's more because sometimes you get stuck in Billboard and who won the Grammys, who's selling the most.
Exactly.
But you don't see that there's a whole sea of bands and artists out there, very talented.
Oh, exactly. Like, you know, when I like sometimes I go back to what my parents used to listen to, Celia Cruz, the Gypsy Kings, all these wonderful artists, Mark Anthony, Julio Iglesias, Enrique, all these wonderful artists that come out from anywhere, from the Spanish world, South America, Central America, Cuba, Puerto Rico, Peru, Spain. You get all these wonderful Ricky Martin, Menudo. You know, this is something I grew up on too, Menudo. So for me, this was huge. So growing up as a, unfortunately, I grew up speaking more English than I did Spanish.
Yeah,
because at the time, my mom thought English was going to be the way. Learned the hard way. I had to get bilingual. And I learned quickly. I didn't speak English all the time. My grandmother, diehard, old school Cubana. She'll get the chancleta. You know what I mean?
Chancleta, of course.
So when you are bad, the chancleta comes out and it gets thrown. So this is how, you know, old school, but she did not speak English. She spoke Spanish. So for me, it was viste, arroz, and frijoles. So that's
beautiful.
It. So that's all she needed to know. And plátano maduro.
Plátano maduro.
Yes. Plátano maduro. So that was like a staple at my house growing up. As I grew up, I started working with my father. So I was a high school teenager, 16. I need a car. So I worked weekends with my dad at a restaurant as a food runner. Appetizer. He would run the main dinners. I would run the appetizers. So here was the problem. I was the only one that didn't speak Spanish. I had to learn on the fly and I picked it up quickly.
On the go, like.
You had to know. You know, picolino, dame treto, treto, you know, and, you know. And my dad and I, we were like, boom, 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 boom. And that's how I learned. Now, I never learned how to write or read in Spanish, but I know how to read it. I can't write it very well. I'm a bad Latino, I will say. But I'm very proud of my Cuban Peruvian heritage, and I'm proud to be the firstborn in the family in America.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm glad to hear that. That's awesome. Like,
so, you know,
that heritage is in your blood. Like,
yeah. And my daughter's proud of who she is. You know, we have my wife, who's Italian, now she's a Gomez, go figure, you know, so my daughter's got some good blood in her, you know what I mean? So yeah. I said, you're going to be a hell of a cook. You got the Spanish world and you got your Italian world too.
Italian world too. Yeah.
So that's a good thing. You know what I mean? And we're raising my daughter and my son the way I was brought up too, strict, but fair. You know, I don't want her to take everything for granted. When I was growing up, my parents couldn't get me everything. I had to earn it. You know what I mean? There was things I had to earn. Hey, you want that? Let's get good grades. Hey, you want to save your $5 for that? Save it for the next time. Don't buy the candy. You know what I mean? Things like that.
That's the good education, man. It's
and it's the Spanish education though. That's exactly. The hard way. It's the hard way, but I look at my parents. My mom came from Cuba, goes to high school. She goes to college. She gets an education. My dad comes from Peru, came up the hard way, worked as a waiter, never, you know, got his high school GED, but nothing else. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's more of a street guy. My mother is a book, you know, very book smart. My dad was a street guy. So I always said to Laura, you know, everybody, I'm like, listen, I am not book smart. I am street smart. I'm street smart. I'm an entrepreneur. I love to do things. You know, I love to do things with my hands. I like to think it out. I don't need.
Always thinking out of the box.
Outside the box, you have to. Where now my wife, who is very smart, very educated, got her master's or plus something for teaching and all that. And then I have my daughter, who's 5 years old, who's turning 6 this year. She is very, very smart, book smart, and she is very, very street smart. So you have a combination of two to make her a very dangerous and maybe a powerful woman one day.
She will be. I'm pretty sure she will be. She has all the ingredients.
Yes, and so does my son, which is another good thing. So I told her the one thing I just said, don't be like daddy, working every day. Be who you want to be. Don't do what I do. But I fell into that trap like my dad. I worked hard. I worked hard for a living. You know, I have a little bit of college in me. You know what I mean? When I lost my dad at 21 years old, not the easiest time of my life. You know, the drinking, the partying was happening. And then when I lost my dad, the drinking became more heavier.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
So I grew up being the only child. Don't get me wrong. I had a few good friends. Brian was there most of it for me. So, you know, that means a lot to me. So that showed the friendship he had. It was the toughest time now, you know, for a long time until I met my wife. Things reopened up, celebrated Christmas, Thanksgiving, things like that. We stopped celebrating because unfortunately my dad passed away right during Thanksgiving, Christmas and everything. And he fought. And I thank God the values he's installed into me of working hard, being persistent, try to get what you want.
That's very inspiring. And when it comes to those kind of stories that really mention the reason why you are who you are, it really brings everything back to how Latinos are raised. And the fact that Brian was there at that difficult time is also a sign of that you guys are brothers, man. Yeah. You guys are not friends, are more than friends. You guys are brothers. You guys can do whatever you want because now you know very well each other. Now you have that really good connection. And that Latin heritage, that Latin blood is going to be transmitted to your kids. Yep. And I'm pretty sure they're going to be fantastic human beings because they have all the ingredients.
I just told her, shoot for the stars. I keep telling Isabella, be who you want to be. Don't let us dictate your life. You know, I get it. My mom wanted me to be this big, powerful person, but I wasn't that guy. I was more of a like my dad. And it shows. I look like my mom, but I thought like my dad. And my daughter looks like me, and so does my son. My daughter is 100% me. It's a mini me with long hair. I have the short hair and the goatee. She doesn't have the goatee. So we're both very stubborn. So when we are yelling at each other, you see it, we are to the T, the same person. Sure. So she's stubborn like me, and she's very hard-headed like me. And if she doesn't get her way like I did, it just not work. And sometimes we need to walk away from each other. We both know it. And we both come back about an hour later and we apologize.
But that's part of the human relationship. At any point, there's no perfect match every time. Every once in a while, you need an argument. Because if two people think the same way every time, then one of them is doing something wrong, right? Like at some point, you need that contradictory argument just to make you think like, wait, am I right or am I wrong?
Wrong. Oh, yeah. I think like that every day.
Exactly. So that's cool. That's really fun. And yeah, like I'm looking here at the 10 songs and the first one you picked, I'm pretty sure it has a reason. You picked Pressure from
Billy Joel. So first of all, Melissa Boilo, we did an episode with her from Songs of the Attic. She was an awesome guest to have and she did the Muppets with us. So she's a huge Billy Joel fan. Like she goes, sees him in concert and stuff. So I was looking forward to this one. Billy Joel Pressure was a song for me that takes me back to when I was playing pool, billiards.
Okay.
So for some reason, every time I heard this song, the pressure built up and I shot better. So for me, when it was my first year in leagues, we used to play to go to Vegas, Las Vegas for the championship. So I remember the one time I had my AirPods on, my ear pods on, and my iPod on me. And I remember my captain goes, "Hey, Gomez, I need you up. You're playing against this really good shooter." I go, "Dude, I just got my lunch here. Are you kidding me?" I was like, "Oh, don't worry about it. We'll eat it for him." Like, "Oh, that's it." I was so upset. I put this song on loop and I beat the guy pretty bad.
Actually, put you on the spot.
I got put on the spot a little bit. So to put the pressure on me. Uh-huh. And I got upset. I'm like, I got a hot plate of food over there. You want me to play a guy who's better than me? That's it. So I lag for the win to break the thing. I right off the bat, 9 ball in the pocket breaks. You know what I mean? So there's 2 points. I start running 5 balls a rack, and this guy's like 2 balls or 3 balls, and everyone's like, "Dude, what the hell's going on?" And everyone left me alone. So when I beat the guy, I said, "Good game. Thank you." He goes, "You're a cheater." I go, "I didn't cheat, dude. I'm hungry. I want to get this over with." So that was number one for me, Billy Joel pressure. You know what I mean? So it brings back a fun memory in my life when I played pool for so many years.
Well, that's so cool to hear. That's a very anecdotic situation that really puts you in a really complicated scenario. Like, you were out of your comfort zone because you were totally working on your meal, and then
they threw me into the wolves, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, oh my god. Then we have Robert Tepper. Robert Tepper, No Easy Way.
Easy Way Out. So that is from Rocky IV.
Uh-huh.
One of my favorite movies and probably one of my favorite scenes. So when I need to get away from things, when I'm getting stressed out and everything, I go and drive in my car, just like Sylvester Stallone did in Rocky IV. And I start thinking, you know, what's going on? What should I got to do? Stuff like that. So that's why this song reminds me, like, there really isn't a easy way out. There's no shortcuts. You got to face the challenges ahead of you. So for that time, you know, and a part of my life, that's when I was trying to figure out what I'm doing in my early, late, mid 20s. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what was going on because that's where my dad was already gone. So I took a lot of shortcuts, trying to make some fast cash here and there. It didn't work out. And I just said, I have to go back to the roots again. You know what I mean? So this song's another important part of my life, you know,
of course.
And it just means a lot to me.
It gives you a sign that things, when you try to do them through the easy way, most times it goes bad. Like, it's probably the easy way, but it's not the best way.
Exactly.
So when you hear songs like this one, you notice, okay, we need to do this in the right way. And if we do it the right way, things are going to go well.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, those are the kind of songs that are really motivational and inspiring. Mm-hmm. And then you have Linkin Park plus Jay-Z, 99 Problems and Points of Authority.
Points of Authority.
I was thinking about that one because the most popular song from that album was the Numb Encore.
And Numb and Encore, yes. So I didn't pick Numb and Encore for a good reason. When I saw this with one of my old friends, his name, my buddy Brad, back in the day, we both loved Linkin Park and Jay-Z. And I said, how funny it would be if you could just get them together. Literally a month later, we're watching the MTV Collision Course. And he was singing the Linkin Park section. I knew the Jay-Z lyrics, and it was just something that we knew, we loved it. And we just, you know, it was one of those things that we did, you know what I mean? So it was great.
And you started a back to back. You started singing it like,
yeah, like we knew the words.
Oh, wow.
So he knew the words. I knew the words. And you hear us, and we were cracking up, and we were kind of drinking a couple beers too. You know what I mean? So it was just one of those things that we did. So that's just a great song, which I love hearing it, you know, the rap to the rock to it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Everything about it, it just felt so great, so smooth. And unfortunately, you know, you lose a key member in Linkin Park, Chester. And that's a sad thing this year because of the depression and anxiety that even in the world where you are, where we are, we're all feeling it with the whole thing with COVID, even though they're saying COVID's going away. It never will. It'll always be a part of our lives.
Totally. Yeah. Chester, that was, I think, 2017 when that happened. Yeah. And it was shocking because to me, he was one of the great voices like for the future.
Yeah. He had an unbelievable voice. He did Temple of the Dog with Chris Cornell, you know, and you know how he recently, that. You know, and he passed away too. So you're talking about two iconic singers, you know what I mean? That unfortunately we lost. And we always wonder what the future would have been.
Yeah, of course. There was a lot of good music that we lost when we lost them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But it's good that we have at least this kind of music. Like this Collision Course experiment was fantastic. Like it went really well. I'm glad that you picked this one because those are one of those songs that are stuck in your
head,
in your storage. But you don't, just when someone like you bring them up, you're like, oh, that song. Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, so it's one of those. It's one of those songs, like you say, you hear you're like, oh man, that is a good song. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
totally.
I always bring that song up every time too. So if you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Got the rap patrol on the gap patrol. Foes who wanna make sure his cask is closed. Rap critics who say his money cash holes. He's from the hood, stupid. What type of facts are those? If you want her hoes, you can zap her toes. You can celebrate the minute you was having.
Yeah. The next song you picked, and it's honestly one of my favorite ones as well, Unforgiven from Metallica.
One of my favorite songs. Again, I when I did the Metallica episode, it was such a difficult episode to do.
It was the first one, I guess?
Yes, it was the very first episode.
The very first episode from Play These Wars.
For me, Unforgiven was just one of those songs that it was just a part of me growing up. You know what I mean? It had no significant meaning, but just listening to the song, you know what I mean? And listening to the words of Hetfield and everybody, listening to Lars hitting the drums. Jason Newsted was the bassist at that time, you know what I mean? So just hearing them and, you know, the guitarist, just hearing all that was just a great song. And I heard it live once and I just said, wow, I love this song. And it's one of those, you hear it live once, you hear the studio and you're like, wow, this song will always be a part of you.
Yeah, it's so, so pleasant.
It's just one of those songs that become a part of you.
Yeah, of course. And I remember one of the reasons I started to like rock was because, well, this song and songs like this one, songs that start soft, like you don't know where they're going to get. And then, boom,
it picks up.
And then you're like, wow. Right? Like
unreal. It's one of those things, you know what I mean? Won't see you a night ever. What I felt, what I've known. Never shine doing what I've shown. Never free, never me.
Yeah, I'm glad you picked that one. It's really cool. And continuing with the line of Linkin Park, you also picked Somewhere I Belong from Meteora.
Yes, one of my favorite albums. Hybrid Theory and Meteora were two of my favorite albums, but I love every Linkin Park song there is. So this one had significant meaning because there was one part of my life I just did not know where I belong. This is where I lost my dad, trying to figure things out. I just felt like I didn't have like the grouping I used to besides Brian and a couple of other friends. You know what I mean? I used to be the kind of guy that would go here. Everybody knew me, you know what I mean? And a lot of my friends were trying to get me out of the rut, you know what I mean? But they didn't get it. Losing a parent's not the easiest, especially when he's your dad, your best friend, and your brother rolled up as one. You lose hope. You lose faith a little bit.
And at an age that is so critical for the human being, because you were 21.
I was 21 when he passed. I was turning 22, actually.
That point of life is critical because you want to belong somewhere, right?
And it's just one of those songs that I would sing and enjoy it. And it brings me back to reality too. So, you know, it took me a few years, but then I found where I was supposed to be and I've been happier ever since.
Yeah, it's a really good song. I think it was the first single from the album.
I believe it was.
And it's a really good song. Then you picked Thunderstruck from AC/DC. That's another cool one.
That's another great song. So again, you hear the album version and you hear the live version, two awesome versions. So for me, Thunderstruck was one of those songs that got stuck in my head playing football. And it was kind of funny. When I graduated in 99, the movie Varsity Blues came out with James Vanderbeek. And this song was in there too. So it kind of reminded me of my high school years of playing football and a couple of the games, like, you know, where we shouldn't have been, we did. And, you know, we had too much fun and we lost a game, you know what I mean? But we paid for it. So when I graduated high school, I became a coach of high school football. So I loved every minute of it. So every time I hear this song, it was like my pump up music, you know, shaking on the knees, dun, 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 you know, the drums, everything, the guitar. The singing, it pumped me up to play the game or to coach the game for the kids. And that's something I loved.
Exactly. Those are the songs you need to hear prior a game or you need to hear like before something like a match or something.
Yeah.
That makes the vibe and the energy more exciting. Exactly.
Like for me, before a football game, like we would go to church in the morning, breakfast after church, and then we're at the field by like 10:30. So kickoff is not till 1. So what I would normally do is at that time in 99, we'd had CD players only. So making mixed CDs. So this was one of them. I had like a little bit of a game ritual. I would actually put my game pants on, have my shirt, my sleeveless shirt like this. I would actually lay on the 50-yard line, not literally on the line, but next to the 50-yard line, lay there with the music and think about the game. Everyone would like, what are you doing? And right before kickoff, so like around 12-ish, 12:30, I would like, okay, time to wake up and time to play the game. Like I'm already focused. That's why a lot of people loved our team because we were just like, let's just do this. You know what I mean? Let's have fun. Let's get going. And then, you know, we put our lunch pails under there, punch the clock, and let's go play the game. That's how we were. And that's something I loved.
That's a very good story. And it's very interesting because there's a trend in the songs. And those are like the songs that keep you moving. Yes. The next song you picked was Into the Great Wide Open
by Tom Petty. Another great song. It's one of those songs like you see a guy go ahead in life, you know, becomes the rock star, does everything, and then you see everything fall. So at one point in my life, I was on top of the world. I wasn't famous or anything, but, you know, for me, I was on top, and it took something to kick me right back down to the ground and realize there's more to it than being this person. And sometimes you need that. And
sometimes you need that, for sure.
And that's something that's humbling. You know what I mean? So for me, that song resonates me. I love the music video. I love Tom Petty. Brian, who is a huge Tom Petty fan.
I can tell.
he loves Tom Petty and the Cars. Like, those are a couple of the groups that he truly loves. And I love that about him. You know what I mean? He got to see him the year that the Giants beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And he gets to see Tom Petty with it too. You can't go wrong with that. So he got very lucky.
Yeah. So
I was always jealous of him. I go, I hate you. I hate you. You're at the game.
Yeah, Tom Petty, that's a really good one as well. The next song you picked was Send Me an Angel.
By Thrice.
Thrice.
So I love the original too by Real. So I chose the heavier one because, again, it was such a great song back in the 80s, and it's a great song now. You know, by punk, it was a punk band who did it, and I just heard it, and I just loved it. And
yeah.
And it just, again, makes you get pumped up a little bit. You know, even though the girl probably did something to you, it just... you go back after it, you know what I mean? So that's why I chose that song. It's just an overall awesome, awesome song.
Brings energy and breaks a little bit the moment and puts it in a
more upbeat type of deal.
Upbeat.
Yes.
And then after that, you picked probably the softer song from the list. And I like this song because Eminem mentions this song in one of his...
Stan. Yeah, I'm a huge Eminem fan too, so...
So yeah, Phil Collins in the air tonight.
So Phil Collins in the air tonight takes me back to me and my dad. So what are we watching is the pilot season that was on VHS of Miami Vice. And that song, me and my dad loved tremendously. So every time I hear this song, even with the cover song by Nonpoint, they did a cover of it. Awesome cover too. But this one, the original, takes me back to my dad. Me and him watching Miami Vice, watching the Ferrari, you know, the Daytona Ferrari at that time, saying, we need that car, you and me. You know what I mean? So it's a pipe dream, but it was something that we always talked about at the time.
And under that context, I'm pretty sure this is the kind of songs that breaks you. Mm-hmm. Like for me, like I have a lot of songs that are motivational and some other songs that break me.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure this one would eventually break you. Like
it will. It does once in a blue moon. Like it's got to catch me like at the right moment on something. You know what I mean? So if like I'm having a bad day and I hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that will break me. But if I'm having a good day, I just think about all the, you know, all the great thoughts. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Great song. Love it. In the air tonight. And then last but not least, and this is a very good song as well. This is from an album, All That You Can Leave Behind, I guess, or?
Yeah, I believe it was, yes.
Yeah, it's a Beautiful Day from U2.
So U2 Beautiful Day is significant to me as the day I married my wife.
Oh.
This was one of our wedding songs in our music montage. So it always meant well because the day of our wedding was July 11th.
Okay.
So July in New Jersey, it's not the prettiest. It could be the most humid day you can ever get, or it could be the most wettest day. For some reason, it was the perfect day. There was no humidity. It didn't rain. You couldn't ask for the most beautiful day ever to get married. You know what I mean? It was perfect. And that song resonates to me to the day. Every time I hear it, I think of my wife walking down the aisle, thinking of the friends that we shared it all with that day, all that stuff. So that is the way I ended this list, you know what I mean? With something uplifting and powerful.
Exactly. That's fantastic. That's really cool. How many years have you been married?
We're about to be going into 8 years now.
Yeah. You see? Time and flies.
Two kids later and no dog.
No dog yet.
No.
Not happening.
Not happening. But listen, unfortunately, that dog would probably be neglected and we don't want to do that. So we're having trouble with the two kids as is.
Oh, Gomez. Well, I really appreciate it. Like, having you on the show is, for me, very honoring, very humbling. I'm very honored by having you on the show. I appreciate it. I've learned from you guys a lot, not only about music, but also about the meaning of friendship, about how to deal with a podcast, mm-hmm. about many things. So you guys lead by example and keep it up, because you're not only leading by example to me, but mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure to other podcasters out there that
we're trying hard, but we're learning from other people too, you know what I mean? It's just not us teaching, it's us learning from other guys too, you know what I mean? Like yourself. Like, I'm actually saying this as the first time being on your show and we're actually talking. I got to listen to a couple of your shows, you know what I mean, before jumping on here.
Thank you.
So for me, it's an honor to hear, again, Latino in the podcast world, which makes me even prouder, because there's not that many of us.
Yeah, there are not too many out there. So
for me to tell you that, it's really important, because I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
So for you to start off your podcast of being all Spanish, then you're changing your format, then you're going a little bit of each, then you're going now like this. Dude, that's an awesome transformation. You're doing an awesome job.
Thank you.
I can't thank you enough for inviting me on the show. I know Brian said, I got him. Send Gomez, you know what I mean? And you know what? It was a great opportunity, because I remember I'm like, oh, Latin Jukebox. I go, that's a podcast I got to talk to, you know what I mean? Especially when you popped in a couple of chime-ins, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
So for me, it's huge, because having another Latino in the mix in the podcasting world means a lot. Because it's showing people that we can do it.
I totally appreciate it. It has obviously not been easy. It takes time. It takes efforts. But in the end, you're doing what you love. You're doing what you like. And you feel the love around. So thank you very much, Gomez, for everything that you have talked to us. Not also because here we brought Gomez from Playlist Wars, but we're not listening only to the podcaster. We're listening to the human being. We're listening through the songs to different stories, different anecdotes. And that makes you understand more about the person behind, the human being.
I appreciate that very much, man. Thank you.
No, thank you very much. How can people find you?
Guys can find us easily. Me and Brian are on Twitter, on our personal Twitter pages, at Brian Colburn, at Gomez79. You can also find us at Playlist Wars on Twitter. You can find us on Instagram, Playlist Wars Podcast. You can find us on Facebook, Playlist Wars. You know, you can find us on Spotify, Apple, Good Pods, pretty much everywhere. PlaylistWarsPodcast.com, where you can listen to the show. And also, you know, for patreon.com/playlistwars, you know, people could chime in, grab a tier, see if they could get on the show with us and stuff like that. So definitely can find us in all these areas, man. And, you know, I can't thank you enough for having me here tonight. It's been a true honor and a pleasure to work with you tonight. You know, it's been an honor. It's been a great show.
Thank you very much. It's going to work out really well. And I appreciate it. Now you heard it, guys. You just need to browse Playlist Wars and it'll pop up for sure. You need to listen to these guys. These guys are awesome. They talk about music. They have fun. And in the end, they're just battling like who gets the best playlist out of the two or three there. And it's exciting to listen to them. So I really encourage you guys to take a listen to Playlist Wars.
Thank you so much again, man.
Take care, Gomez. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I really hope we keep in touch. We keep in contact. And...
Oh, without a doubt. We'll see. I'll talk to Brian. Try to see if we can get you on our show.
Well, you never know.
You never know, man. We'll get you a 10 playlist. We'll think of something.
For sure. We'll think about something for sure.
Oh, without a doubt. We'll talk. Definitely talk, though. All right.
Thank you very much, Gomez. Say hi to Brian and take care, guys.
God bless you. I definitely will. Thank you so much again.
Say hi to your family. Sorry to keep you up late.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. I really appreciate everything again.
Thank you. Take care, Gomez.
Take care, man.
And if you have any feedback or advice, feel free to reach out at Twitter at Rocola del Rolo. Thanks for listening and talk to you in the next one. So beautiful.